It's time before Yontov. We left off on Daf Ein Hey Amud Aleph on the third line. The Gemara is now referring back to the Braisa. Let's go back to Ein Dalet on the base, three lines from the bottom. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Avar Binohar. You have a live animal. A live animal is not Mekabel Tumah. There are only four categories of things that are mekabel tum, od v'kelem ochel mamashka. So a live animal is not called oichlam until you shecht it. Once you shecht it, then it's roi lekabel tum. So in order to be mekabel tum, you have to have hechsher zroi, kiyut armayim al zera. You either have to rinse off, let's say you have an apple. So because now the apple is attached to the tree, it's not mekabel tum, it's not mekabel hechsher. Even though it rains on it, you're happy that it's raining, it's Yutan Dumi to eat and it's happy that it's raining and it washes off the dirt from the apple. It's not Mekabel Tumah when it's Mechubel Lekark, it's not Mekabel Hechsher. So the same thing, a live animal is not Mekabel Tumah, not Mekabel Hechsher. So here we're talking, you have a live animal that happens to be a Ben Pekua. So Al Pidin, you're allowed to eat it the way it is. It's not Ton Shechita. So the Tana holds that a live animal is Mekabel Tumah. But you have to be Machshavet. So normally when you Shech the Behemah, so the dam that comes out by the neck, dam shanisham yotzeba, is machsher. There are seven mashkim. The Rosh Hashanah, seven mashkim is yad shach adam. So dam shanisham yotzeba is machsher lekabel tumah. If you had what the Gemara calls the top line, and I name it off, shchita yeveshta, you had a dry shchita. You shechted the neck, and no dam came out. It's physically impossible. But theoretically, if such a thing should happen, like the Gemara talks about lady yeveshta, a woman gave birth to a baby, and no dam came out. That's probably impossible. No dam came out. But theoretically, the Gemara talks about it. Lady Yeveshta, so the Yoledes, the woman who gave birth, is Tmeya anyway. She's Tmeya because of Tumas Yoledes, either 7 days or 14 days, depending whether it's a baby boy or baby girl. So over here, if you have Shechita in the neck is all splattered with the dam Shana Shama Yatsuba, that's Machsho, the whole flesh. Not just Machsho, the meat immediately touching the neck. The whole animal is one unit of flesh. After the shechita, it's called oichel. While it's alive, it's not roi l'achila, because it's eiv menachai. After you shecht it, then it's roi l'kabel tumah, but you have to have hechsher. So the dam is machsher. So Reb Shimon's opinion was, we don't pass like Reb Shimon's opinion was, even if it were a shechita yeveshta, no dam came out at all, shechita itself gives it a shem oichel. It's machsher l'kabel tumah. So the Gemara quotes this braisa, ova ben nohor, you have a ben pukua, went through a river. So the ben pekua is a live animal, but you're allowed to eat it the way it is. You don't need shechita. So it's huchsher lekabel tumah. That's like hechsher mayim. So now the Gemara is coming, and then the braisa continues. Holachal beis ha'forest, the animal is running. So it runs through a river, so it becomes huchsher lekabel tumah. Then it runs through a cemetery, then the live animal becomes mekabel tumah. Just like if a person would walk in a cemetery, he would be mekabel tumah. So to the live animal, if it's a ben pekua, so it's a oichel, and it went through a river first, buchshel lekabel tumah, so then when it goes through the cemetery, it becomes tumah. So the Gemara has a comment now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, three lines on the top of Ein Heman Aleph. Everybody agrees to that a live animal that's not ton shechita, namely a ben pekua, the shechta, the mother, and the ube came out afterwards, the ben pekua is mekabel tumah, so he says, the Bryce only goes like Rabbi Yosef Glili. It's only one shita. The Tanya, we have a Tosefta. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, I'm Mishim Rabbi Yosef Glili. Metame Tuma Sochlim. Metzorech Echsher. That a Ben Pekua is Roy Lekav. Since it's edible the way it is, you don't need another shita. It's Nita Vishita Sima. So just like the flesh of the mother, once you shech the mother, so the Bissar Habehema Shinishchato is oichel, it's roi lekabel tumah. So here the ben pekua is roi lekabel tumah, but if it's tzarech echsher, you have to rinse it off. Yeah, and here, so it went through the river, so suchshel lekabel tumah. The chachamim ayim, the other tanaim disagree. The majority opinion is not so. Enim tam to himself neshuuchai. No, a live animal that's walking around and kicking is not called oichel, even though you don't have to have shechita. It's not mekabel tumah. Doesn't belong to any one of the four categories of Adam, Mikael, Mochel, and Mashem. B'chol shehu chai, any live animal, any tam to mesech. So then the Gemara says, this comment that Rabbi Yechanan made, that the Braisa Shaloi Kedin, the Braisa that said on the bottom of Ayin Dalal on the base, Ovel Benar, Huchsha, Holach, Beis, Akvar, is Nitmo, that it's only the Tana, it's only the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili. We don't hold like that. V'az de Rabbi Yechon l'tanei. Rabbi Yechon goes l'shitas, that he says we don't pasken like that. Because Rabbi Yechon identifies there's a machlekes b'sham and b'silo. So he says Rabbi Yosi Haglili goes like b'shamai. Indeed, let's to say we don't accept b'shamai's opinion. In all the disputes between b'shamai and b'silo, we only pass like b'shamai in six out of the cases. And this is not one of the six. V'az de Rabbi Yechon l'tanei. Dam Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yosi Haglili b'shamai. Amr Davar Echad, they hold the same, and it means that we don't accept their opinion. Where's the Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Hodi Amaran? That's the one we just said, that he holds that a Ben Pekua that's running around, walking around Chai, is already Mekabal Tuma, if it'll pass through a river, if it'll be Hukshel Mekabal Tuma. And where's the Bishamai? Where's the Machlekit Bishamai Bisil? So that's a Mishnah. Bishamai Disnan. The Mishnah has Dogim. The Pasuk says that fish don't need the shechita. How does the pasuk say when? Him is called Begei Ayam Yosef Vahem. The Rabban Shalom said he's going to give flesh for Bnei Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, how is that physically possible? They're in the Midbar. How is it possible for the Rabban Shalom to give food? The Rabban Shalom said, why not? So he sent slav. It was more than enough for everybody. Moshe Rabbeinu was surprised that he said, you'll shecht all the behemoths in the world and you gather all the fish. He says, "Im called the gei hayam yosef lehem basif yam." Just gather it from the river. It's already. You don't need shechita. The tour, the Beis Yosef on the tour quotes the opinion of Rabbi Nesadigon. He wrote a translation of the Chumash. Rabbi Nesadigon every so often has a funny shechita that usually we don't accept. So he says, just like you need the shechet should be Jewish, to shech the chicken, to shech the behemoth, so you need the fisherman has to be Jewish. Because just like chickens and behemoths need shechita, so the gei hayam ye yosef lahem basifa biyama, but the asifa is the shechita. Asifa is zui shechitasai, so you have to have a Jewish fisherman. Needless to say, the OU is not machmer for that. They give a hechsher on fish, on tuna fish and all the fish, they don't check to see that the fishermen have to be Jewish. We don't accept that opinion. So the Gemara quotes this Mishnah, this non dogim, the aim of Simon Kabbal Tumah, at what stage are the fish Mekabbal Tumah? So Bishamay Amre Misha Yotsudu, that's the Yosef Lahem, after you gathered it in, even though they're still alive. Before you can, when the fish are still swimming around, that's not called Eichel, but once you trap the fish, Yosef, so then it's called Eichel, and there's no Yisarev Menachai, you don't need any Shechita, so it's Reil Achilud the way it is. And Bisilo disagree with Beishamai. They say, no, a live animal is not Mekabal Tumah, even though you don't need Shechita. Bisilo Lamin, Misha Yamusa, only after it's already dead. Rabbi Kiva, Amen, Misha Shein Yecholim Lichios. Rabbi Kiva says, not like Bisilo, not like Beishamai. Bisilo say, Mamish Misha Yamusa. Rabbi Kiva says, Misha Shein Yecholim Lichios. Once it's already out of the river so long that it's going to die. Even if you throw it, sometimes you take a fish out of the river, and you can still throw it back in, and it'll regain its life. It'll go swim around. But if you kept it out of the river so long, if you throw it back in, it's not going to survive. It's already on the way to die. So then Rabbi Kiva says it's considered dead. And Bisilo say no, you have to wait. Mamish Mishaya Musa. So the Gemara says my beinaihu. What do you mean my beinai? What's the difference between Bisilo and Rabbi Akiva? It's pretty clear what the difference is. Bisilo say Mishay Yomusu. Mekiva says Misho Shein Yecholim Lichis. It's pretty obvious. So what kind of question might be Nayim? So what does Tosfos say? Might be Nayhu, the top Tosfos. La Ben Rabbi Akiva U Bisilo Koboi. The top line and the top Tosfos. They say the Gemara is not asking what's the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Bisilo. So Tosfos, it's obvious one. La bein Rabbi Akiva beisilu kaboy. That the Gemara is not asking what's the difference. Machlokusa mefurish behedya. Did the beisilu dafke mishe yomuso after the fish is already dead? And Rabbi Akiva says it's on its way to die. Can't be revived. Ela bein beishamai the Rabbi Akiva kamar. That's what the Gemara is asking. They both say beisilu say you have to wait till the fish is dead, actually dead. Beishamai say once you're trapped, and Rabbi Akiva says also it's still alive and it's mekabel tuma. So Rabbi Akiva and Beishamai said pretty similar. Ela bein Beishamai the Rabbi Akiva come tabai. They both say mechay metamu, even though the fish is still alive. So then the Gemara says meforish ikbenayu dav mikarteya. If the dog is jumping around, that what according to Beishamai, I caught a fish and I put it in my bathtub. And it's jumping around. I have a lot of water in the bathtub. I don't have to go hunting for, I don't have to go to trap the fish. It's very trapped. It's in the bathtub. So according to Bishama, it's already jumping around. The karteya is jumping around and it's still mekabel tuma. Rabbi Kiva says, no, only mishashen yichalim lichyots. If it's jumping around, the karteya jumping around a lot, then it won't be, then Rabbi Kiva would say it's not mekabel tuma. That's the difference between Beis Shammai and Rabbi Kiva. They both say something similar, but not at all identical. They both say, not like Beis Hillel, that the fish is mekabel tumah, even though it's still alive. But whereas Beis Shammai say, mamash alive, alive and kicking, 100% alive. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, only if it's half dead, that you can't restore its life. Okay. So now the Gemara has a suffix within, so we don't pass like that. We pass like Beis Hillel, Mishos Sheyamusa. Has to be dead. The fish is only Mekabel Tumah if it's dead already. So the Gemara has a Shaila, boy, Rav Chisda, what's the din? Once you pass like Beis Hillel, the fish is only Mekabel Tumah, it's only called Oichel, when it's dead already, not sufficient that it's trapped, and that you can eat it without Shechita. What's the din? No, the Bedogim, Semane, Trefa, Mahu. What if you have a nekev and a kishkes, nekev and a b'nei me'ayin? So if you would have a live animal, a behema or a chaya, and you shecht it, and you find a nekev and a kishkes, so then it'll be a trefa. So what's the din? Does that din carry over? The all the dinim of hilchos trefas were only formulated in Mishnah on behemas and chayas and oifas. They were never formulated when you get to fish. There's no din of trefas by fish. There's no problem. The Gemara is asking, but maybe it's already mekabel tumah. Maybe even though Beis Hillel say Mishoshe Yomusu has to be dead, maybe if it has a simen treifus, maybe it's already considered dead. Why should it be considered dead? B'negiyah Takabolas Tumah. So the Gemara introduces the Machlokes from the beginning. We'd never learned that. On the first daf in Perikei L'Treifus, the Gemara has a Machlokes Hatanoi, with a treifa chayo, a treifa enachai. Why did the Torah prohibit us from eating a treifa? Is it because you have to shecht an animal, and a trefa, enachai trefa will not survive 12 months. Once it has a cemetery, it can't survive 12 months. So it's considered as if it's half dead. So it's like shechting a dead animal. So that's why a trefa, shechita, doesn't help, because shechita is not chal on a dead animal. So trefa, enachai. Or should you say no? A trefa animal can live on for more than a year. Live more than you'd be scheduled. It's like zeris akosav, that you're not allowed to eat, probably because it's not healthy, whatever, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's half dead, so it's considered as if you're doing shechit on a dead animal. No, trefa is chayim. That's for the Ramban. We mentioned this Ramban every so often. Ramban asks, "Tamihan hech nechluku avois ha'oilam." He refers to the Tanoim as avois ha'oilam. The Gemara says in Bracha, "Avos of the Jewish people are only Abraham Yitzchak Yankov." You don't call Moshe Rabbeinu one of the avos. You say, "Lekeinu lekei Avosinu lekei Abraham lekei Yitzchak lekei Yankov." You only say three avos. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was a greater Novi than Avram Yitzchak and Yankov put together, but he wasn't given any new insights into Elokus that the others didn't know. So the only Lanikru Ovis Alashloshim, but the Ramban doesn't refer to them, the Tanaim doesn't refer to them as Ovis, he calls them Avoisa Oilam. Avoisa Oilam. So he says, Hech Nechluku Avoisa Oilam. How can the Tanaim have a machloikis on a matter that you can check, make an experiment, and find out? Why don't they lock up 100 animals and feed them and keep them for a year and see if they'll all survive till the end of the year? How can you have a machloikas satanaim on a dovish al mitzias? That's in the yeshivas. Everybody knows that Ramban. You never have a machloikas al mitzias. And everything more has a machloikas that looks like a machloikas al mitzias. So in the yeshivas, they'll always explain why it's really a machloikas and halacha. It doesn't make sense to have a machloikas. How does he know that it doesn't make sense? He quotes the Yerushalmi in Chala that the Tanoim had a machlokes. You're only chayav to be mafrish challah if you make bread, cake, or cookies. A challah is from the chameshes mini dogon. Wheat, barley, oats, rice, stout. So what if you took rice and you ground it up and you made flour out of it and you made bread from the rice flour? Is that hamoitzi or is that bar pri hadoma? Is that considered hamoitzi or not? Is it mezoinus on rice? So the Gemara says it's really a machlokes satanoim. What does it depend on? So the klal is, if you would mix the flour with water, if it's bali de chimutz, what's the chemical reaction after you have it in contact with water and it sits there for a couple of hours? Is it bali de chimutz or bali de sirchon? Is it going to rise or is it not going to rise? So that's what it depends on. So the Yerushalmi asks, how can you have a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Benui and a Chachamim on a Dovish El Metzias? Why did they mix the rice with water and watch to see if it was Borei Dechemus or Borei Deisircha? The Yerushalmi answers, it must be that they're reconstructing the history. It must be that they did experiment. And Rabbi Yechanan Benui said, you see, it's Borei Dechemus. And the Chachamim said, no, that doesn't reach the level of Chemus. That's called Sircha. They saw what the chemical reaction was. And they argued, well, we should label that as Bole de Chimutz, in which case it's Amoitzi and it's Chometz and it's good for Matzah and so on. Or no, it's called Bole de Sirchem. So that's what the Ramban quotes that Yerushalmi. That it doesn't make sense to have a Machloikis HaTanaim on a Dovish al Metzias. So how can they have a Machloikis with a Trefa Chai, Trefa and a Chai? So Ramban answers, he's trying to reconstruct what happened. So he suggests they probably took 100 animals that were all Trefas. They knew they had broken legs or whatever. And they probably locked them up in 100 different rooms and they were feeding them, and they probably all died within a year. So one Tana said, see, it's a conclusive proof that Trefa ain't a chayah. They all died within a year. And the other Shita was, no, maybe it wasn't a controlled experiment. Maybe if we would have had 5,000 behemoths, Ruba the Ruba probably will die within a year. An animal has a Trefa, probably will die within a year. But the Machlekes is, did the Torah only prohibit Trefa because it's going to die within a year? Well, no, even if it's not going to die within a year, it'll also be awesome. That's an afkemina. What if you have an animal that's a vadai trefa and it survives a year? So these say it's a simon that is not a trefa. It's muta bachila. It's only osa bachila because it wasn't going to survive a year. Here it did survive for a year, so it's not a trefa.
Is there a difference between a born a trefa and became a trefa later?
I don't think so. In Shulchan Aruch it says if you have an animal that's a suffix trefa, if you have an animal that's a suffix trefa and you lock it up and it survives for a year, so then it's a hechachet that it's not a trefa because you were mesupik in the first place. That's it. You didn't know if it was clawed by a bigger animal. If the bigger animal claws it by the neck, so it makes it into a trefa. So if you're not sure, a suffix trefa, so if it survives for a year, so ruba the ruba of animals that are trefa will die within a year. That's what the Ramban says. Ruba the ruba will die within a year. So if you have an animal that's a suffix trefa and it survives for a year, that's a hechacha that it wasn't a trefa. So then you can shecht and you can eat it. But if you have an animal that's a vadai trefa, so then we say, we assume trefa ain't a chai. That's the Rashba, and the Tshuva raises the issue. We know that there are a lot of animals, a lot of cows that have sirchas, and they survive a year. So what's going on? It's a vadai trefas, vadai sircha, and it survives for a year. So what happened? We assume that it can't be a trefa ain't a chayim. So the Rashba says the scientists are lying. They don't know what they're talking about. It can't be. An animal that has sirchas is not going to survive for a year. Yeah, but we know today that it is so. You know, we know by X-rays the animals have sirchas and they do survive for a year.
That's not a
sirchas. No, they have sirchas that should have acid. According to Allah, should have acid. That's correct. Some of the sirchas don't have acid, but we know that the animals have sirchas and they do survive for a year. So the Rashba says the scientists are lying, it's not true. But we know today it is true. That's a problem. How do we deal with this issue? So the Gemara introduces, the Gemara is discussing here, again, Nochamo. We pasken like the Beis Hillel, that a fish that you caught is only bekabel tumah after it's actually dead. Even though you're allowed to eat it the way it is, it's not what you say, menachai, but it's not mekabel tumah until it's actually dead. So the Gemara clears a shayla. Whose shayla was it? Boy, Rav Chizkiya. Rav Chizkiya clears a shayla. What if a nekovim developed in the kishkas of the fish? So if it would have been a behena or a chaya, and it develops a nekev in the kishkas, it would be a trefa. So do I carry over that din to the fish and declare that the fish that has a nekev in the kishkis is a trefa and it's considered dead, so it's already mekabel tuma now or not? So the Gemara says, "Teboi lamad yama trefa chay, teboi lamama trefa enachay." There was a machloikas. Here it says le'el daf mem beis v'sham nisma. On daf mem beis, that's the beginning of the perikay of the trefas. That's the first daf. The Gemara has this machloikas. Do we say trefa enachay, trefa chay? So this suffix, whether the hilchas trefas of the nekev and the kishkas, does it carry over to the fish or not? You can raise the suffix within either mandama, whether you all trefa chaya or not. Why? The boy lamandi amar trefa chaya. we can ask the Shaila within the Shita that a treifa can live 12 months, maybe Behemahud than a fish, a chevasa. Animals are sturdier, they have more chias, more life than oifas, and oifas have more life than fish. That's why when you shecht an animal, you have to shecht both the kona and the beishin. Shecht the burn, it's enough to shecht either the kona or the beishin. Most of it has less chias, and the fish have even less chias than that. So maybe the boil man dam a treifa chaya, true, a treifa can live more than 12 months. Maybe that's only behemahud than a fish, a chevasa, because behemahs have stronger chias. But fish don't have such chiyus. So maybe, Lloyd, maybe the only time you say trefer chayah is by a behemoth of a chayah. But by fish, if it has a trefus, maybe it's considered already as if it's already dead. Maybe for sure it's considered dead. And even this Hillel, who hold that after you sawed the fish, after you trapped the fish in your bathtub, it's not mekabel tum until it actually dies. Maybe they would agree if it has a simen trefus. It's considered dead already because it doesn't have so much chiyus to begin with. Or Dilma, perhaps, punkt verkehrt, a fila man dam trefa enachai, even if you hold by behemoth and chayus. Trefa enachai, it's vada, gonna die within a year. Yeah, that's Hilchas Trefus, was formulated benegir to behemoth and chayus. There never was, no one ever formulated Hilchas Trefus benegir to fish. It's a din when you shech the behemoth and chayus, and it's a trefa, so the shechita is not valid. But by fish, you don't need shechitas, and maybe the whole concept of simani trefus doesn't apply to fish at all. There's an institution of shechita by behemoth, and the trefa shechita is not chal. Our dogma deima minim shechita, shechita doesn't apply at all. So maybe all the hilchas trefus simply don't apply. There's no reason in the world to say that because the fish developed the kovim and the kishkis and should be considered a trefa, should already be mekabel tumah. No, it's only mekabel tumah the basil once it actually did. So the Gemara says teiku. We don't know teiku. The Malamdem used to say teiku is a Rosh Tevis. Tishbi yitaritz kushes v'abayis. Eliyahu Hanavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi is going to come. He'll answer all of the shailas. So they point out, the Rishonim quote that there's a shita, the Chida quotes a shita mukubetz a Sangitin, who quotes this from the Rishonim, that teiku is a Rosh Tevis. It's really not accurate because the Gemara never says teiku after akasha. They only have it after anibaya. Ibaya means a suffix. Is it A or B? What's the din? So then they'll say teiku. Literally, teiku means here. I placed the cup over here. So teiku means I placed it. So I have a suffix and I placed the suffix on the shelf. I'm shelving it. I'm leaving it. I'm leaving the suffix. I don't have any way to be pushed the suffix. So why did the Malamdim say teiku is a Rosh Tevis or Abelbalos Alabetrik Flegzogen? That they wanted to be mechazik the emun and bias hamashiach. So they used to tell the talmidim that when before the melech hamashiach comes, Eliyahu Navi will come and he'll answer all the kashas and he'll answer all the advice. But it's not really accurate at all because the Gemara never says teiku after a kasha. It's only after an ibaya, and the literal translation is not a rush. The literal translation of teiku is we leave it. We're going to leave the suffix. Yeah. Now the Gemara has a new shayla. What's the din? Nishken ben pekua. A cow gives birth to a stillborn calf. Itila nefel. And it wasn't a full nine-month pregnancy. Behema dake has a five-month pregnancy. Behema gasa has a nine-month pregnancy. So let's say you had chela of the behema is also bachila and it's also, there's a punishment of kores. If you ate chela b'shogeg, you have to bring a chatas because if you would have eaten it, the mezid, there would be kores. If you have chela b'avachaya, you have to know whether the animal is a behemah or a chay. If you have a deer, so the same chela, the same counterpart by a behemah, that would be chela, would be also, but it is a kores. By chaya, it's mutter. So here there's a shayla, hitila nefel, if the uber of the behemah was not kolal hadosh, if it didn't have a full term pregnancy and it came out dead. So is there an iser? So it's going to be an avela. Okay, it's going to be an avela. We never shechted the mother. Not talking about ben pekui. Tila nefel.
Excuse me, Rabbi, before we leave the topic, why does ben pekua require hefsher if it's part of the shechita of the mother? Shouldn't it be get hefsher? time of the Shmita?
Right, that's what the Gemara had a machlekes. That's what we learned 2 weeks ago. It was a long time ago. The Gemara had a machlekes. Do you treat the mother with the uber as chad gufa or as trey gufa? So let's say if you have a long, a big apple, you have a big apple and you rinse off one side, so even though you didn't rinse the whole apple, it's hukshe lekabel tuma. You have a behema and you shecht it and the dam splatters on the neck, so the whole flesh of the behema is one unit, so the whole thing was hukshe lekabel tuma. But here you have an uber inside the mother. So that was the shaila. If you had a hechsher on the mother, either the hechsher was the blood splatters on the neck, or even if it would have been a lady yvesh, according to the Tana Reb Shimon, the shechita gives it a shem oichel. So just because that's the shaila. If you hold the shechita is machshavit, the shechita is chal on the uber. But if you hold that you need dafke the dam to be machshavit, so then the Gemara quoted in the machlekes of the Yechon Meshlokish, if it's trey gufe, if you consider the uber with the mother as two different units, so then the hechsher on the mother was not valid on the vlad. That's how the Gemara pointed out. That's what we learned 2 weeks ago. So the discussion is on the assumption that it's two. And Rish Lakish said, no, it's like you have a peanut inside a shell. So it's one unit. Even if the peanut inside is not attached, let's say you have a nut inside a shell, you can shake it, and you can hear that it's detached inside. But it's still, if the shell grows around it, so it's one unit. So the uber inside the mother is considered, according to Rish Lakish, considered one unit. Rabbi Yochanan claims no, it's considered trey gufei. So the shechit, the dam that was maksha the mother, will not help to maksha the vlad. Yeah, that was the gemara that we had before. Only ochel needs hechsher. Yeah. Mashkim is the question. Mashkim are always maksha themselves, because it's a mashke. What are you saying? Mashkim don't need hechsher. So the gemara's lashon is mashkim alulim lekabel tumah. Mashkim are more susceptible to tumah that you don't have to rinse it off. Well, you don't have to rinse it off. Why don't you say the mashke is machshir itself? It's touching itself. So there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, which mashkim are mekabel tumah. Let's say you have apple juice, orange juice. You have a mashke, only apple juice. You didn't add any water. Only apple juice, orange juice. So is that's a beverage? So the Rambam's opinion is, only the Zayin Mashkim are called Mashke Lekabel Tumah, and apple juice, orange juice, not Mekabel Tumah. It's not Oichel, it's not a Mashke, only the Zayin Mashkim. And the Ravid disagrees and said, what are you talking about? Beverages are Mashkim, it doesn't have to be Davke from the Zayin Mashkim. All beverages that are Lachil HaSodom are Mashkim. So according to the Ravid, it makes more sense that the Gemara says that Mashkim are more susceptible to Tumah, that you doesn't have to have Hechsher. If you hold like the Rambam, that only the Zayin Mashkim that a machshir the kabel tumah, I'm a kabel tumah. So you say it has hechsher, has a built-in hechsher, because it's the Zion mashkim. So they're machshir themselves. Yeah, the Gemara says only Oichel needs hechsher kabel tumah. The other three don't need hechsher. That is correct. So the Gemara has the shayla. Chelev is only osa if it's chelev of a behema. Chelev of a chaya is not osa. So when is the animal labeled as a behema? It's labeled as a behema because the mother is a behema. So this the vlad that's born is also a behema. They say no, maybe you need a full term pregnancy. If it wasn't inside the mother's body for the full term, 9 months, maybe it's not yet called a behema. So that's a machleik zabiechan Reish Lakish, but there's going to be different versions of what the machlekes was. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. So they had, this is Talmud Babli, so they didn't have a first-hand report. They heard someone told them over what they said. So different people said over differently what was the machlekes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So they have the machlekes, Hetil Nefel, Nishken Ben Pekua. A cow gives birth to a Nefel, it wasn't full term and it's not alive. Rabbi Yochanan Mechel Bekechel Behema, you don't need Kol Alech Hadoshev. The mother is a behemoth, so the uber, the fetus is also a behemoth, and that chelev, and those mekaymus, where the chelev is aser, it's chelev behemoth. Ishlach ishama chelva kechelev chaya. Why? So they repeat. Vechanam chelva kechelev behemoth, the chelev is chelev and it's aser. Why? Avira gorim. You don't need chadoshim. You don't need the full term pregnancy, the full 9 months, or the full 5 months by the behemoth daka, by sheep. You don't need the full term pregnancy. All you need is avira gorim. It came out from the rechem of the mother. Kol zman, it's still in the rechem. So he says, so far. So Kozman is still in the Rechem, so it's the Chelev is not Asa, because only Chelev in specific Mekaymus is Asa. When it's in the Rechem, it's like Chelev in the Rechem. When it's born, then it's Chelev ala Kloyas, then it's Chelev in the right Mekaymus. So the Yechanan says, in order to give it a shame behema, the mother is a behema, so the Vlad is a Memela behema. Adira Gorim, all you need is should be born. Kozman is inside the Rechem, it's the wrong Mokim. Resh Lakish Shamachel, but Chelev Chai, it's Mutter. Why? Chadashim Garmi, the Resh Lakish holds it doesn't have a shame behema, just because the mother's behema doesn't ensure that the Vlad is called the behema. It has to be a full-term pregnancy. Chadashim Garmi, 5 months by behema Daka, 9 months by behema Gasa. So then it's Eresh called the Rechem. Then it's called Chelev. Then it's called the behema. And Kozman doesn't yet have the shame behema. It's not a chaya either, but it's not a behema. So chelev of an animal that's not a chaya, not a behema, is mutam. So that's the first version. And then Ika Diami, there was another version, because they had different Talmidim, came from Eretz to Babel, they said over differently. So there was another version. If a cow has a stillborn uber, a fetus, and it wasn't kolal chadosh, it didn't have a full-time pregnancy, there never was a machlokes. Everybody agrees, lav klumu. Rabbi Yechonah Mishlokesh both agree, doesn't have a shame behemoth, doesn't have a shame behemoth, so the chelev is mutter. It's not a behemoth, it's not a chayat. Doesn't get a shame behemoth until you have the full-time pregnancy. Keep pligi, when is the machlokes? Hecha, the hoshid yod lemei behemoth, it is full-time, it's already kolal chadoshav, and he sticks in his hand, and he cuts out a piece of chelev from the uber, and he takes it out. But Kolzman, the uber, since still inside the mother's rechem, the chelev is in the wrong makam. It's chelev in the rechem. Chelev is only also chelev shalgabi akevish, chelev shalgabi akloyas. So that's the machlekes of Yechon Yishlak. Keep ligi. It is kol lachadosh, echa de hoshit yodai. The person put his hand in, lemei behema, but tolosh, and he rips out chelev, shal bentes chai. If it would be, if the fetus already died before it was kol lachadoshav, they would both agree, it would just be an Issa Nevela, but it wouldn't have an Issa Chelev, because it didn't get, it's not yet Chelev Behema. You need Kolo Chadoshev, it is Kolo Chadoshev. So Rabbi Yechanan says, that's all you need. Rabbi Yechanan Mechelbok, Chelev Behema, it's also why? Chadoshim Garmi, it already has a Shem Behema, while it's inside the Rechem, and Chelev Behema is also. And Rish Lakish disagrees, that's not enough. You need Kolo Chadoshev, that it should have a Shem Behema, and it has to be the right makam also. So Kozman, it's in the Rechem, it's in the Chelev is in the wrong makam. The Chelev in the Rechem of the Uber is like Chelev in the leg of a behemoth. That's Shulam. That's not called Chelev. It's not in the right makam. So true, he cut out the Chelev and he took it out, but the Uber, the whole Uber is still inside. You need later, the whole Uber should come out from the mother. If Rav of the Uber is still inside, just cut out the Chelev, a Tolash, so it's not considered the right makam. Why? You need chadoshim. You need chadoshim. Should be called alo chadoshim, then it should have a shame behema. Even though the mother is a behema, the vlad doesn't become a behema till it'll be called a chadoshim. Then you also need avira. You need both. Avira means it should be nolad. If I just cut out the chelev, the whole uber was not nolad, so it's considered the chelev in the wrong makam. In its mut. So that's a machlokes of Yechonah Reish Lakish. Freg the Gemara, Esra of Yechonah Reish Lakish. They said over in Eretz Yisrael from Eretz Yisrael that Reb Yechonah asked the Kasha Reish Lakish. So the Gemara quotes a braise from the Torah's Kohanim. That's what Rashi says. The Chumash writes all the various karbanas. So there's some karbanas that have to be dafke nekeva. A chatas has to be dafke nekeva. A noila has to be dafke zocher. And a shlamin can be either a zachar or an akev. So if you have a carbon, let's say, oila has to be a zachar, oshem has to be dafke a zachar. So if you have a zachar, so obviously you can have it be pregnant. Pregnancy is only shaykh by an akev. So the Torah's Kohanim asks a question, by all the carbonists it says you have to burn the chelev on the mizbech, and it lists off all of the chelev. The chelev and the shtei aklayas, it says exactly what you have to be makdir on the mizbeach. You burn it on the mizbeach. So the Torah's Kohanim asks, why do you need by every carbon? It says some of them are kochim, some are kochim kalim. So if it says ready by kochim kalim, by shlomim it says you have to burn the chelev on the mizbeach. So by kochim it's a kavacham, you have to burn the chelev on the mizbeach. So why does it say nochamol by the osham If it says by the shlamim you have to burn the shtei akloyes and the chaylev, so it should be a kal v'chaymer by yashim. How come it's repeated by yashim again, chaylev and shtei akloyes? So the Torah's kanim says it's to teach you the following din. Ma chaylev shtei akloyes hamur is ba'yashim. The whole phrase is meyuta by yashim, because I would have known from a kal v'chaymer from shlamim. Shlamim is kachim kalim and you have to burn the chaylev on the mizbech. Kachim certainly. So the phrase is repeated again by Oshem to teach me the din. Oshem is always a zachar. Oshem and an oila is always a zachar, never in a keva. So when you talk about burning the chalavim by the Oshem, you only have to burn the chalav of the Oshem itself. You don't have to, never have to burn the chalav of the uber inside, because it doesn't exist. There's never going to be an uber inside the Oshem, because the Oshem is the chazachar. Ma chalav shtei klos hamur is ba Oshem mutzah mechalav shlil. It's excluding the chaylev and the shlil. It doesn't count. The chaylev and the shlil doesn't count. Af kol, by any karbonis, even I have a carbon which is in a keva and it has an uber, and when you shech the mother in the Beis HaMikdash, shech the mother, and then you find the uber inside, so you have to burn the chaylev on the mizbech. You only have to burn the chaylev of the mother. You don't have to burn the chaylev of the uber inside. Mutzimach af kol, even the other karbonis, which can be in a keva, which are born in a keva, shlamim is either zachar on a keva, or achatas is dafke in a keva, I've called all other karbonis, even if they're female, mutzah mechalal shlil. You don't have to burn the chaylev of the shlil, of the uber inside. You only have to burn the chaylev of the mother. So Rabbi Yechanan argues with Reish Lakish, and he says like this, b'shleimer lididi, the way I hold, what did he hold? He had the second version. He held that chadoshim garmi, when the uber, it was kolol hachadoshim inside the mother's body, then it gets a shame behema, and the chaylev is ready osir, even if it never came out, you didn't have avira. It wasn't noilad. I was just toilash the chaylev, and the uber is still in the rechem haim. So Rabbi Yechanan says, still, that chaylev is chaylev. The chaylev is in the right makam. You don't say the whole chaylev is inside the rechem and it's shalot b'mkoyma. Chaylev in the wrong makam is in that. So he's a bishleim ulididi. I hold that it has a din of chaylev, so I need a limud. The Torah's kanim needs a pasuk, a drasha, to tell me that you don't have to burn it on the mizbech. But lididach, according to you, Reish Lakish, you hold that the chaylev, in order to have a din of chaylev, it's not enough. That's kolay chadoshav, so the uber has a shame behema. It has to be noilat, avira, has to be yotzala b'haylam. Kol zman the uber wasn't yotzala b'haylam, it's considered the chaylev shalom b'mkom, it's chaylev in the rechem. That's the wrong book. It has to be chelav al akerev, chelav al akloyus, and so on. So Elul, he says, b'shleim lididi, hanu ditzur kol amutei, that you don't have to be makter on the mizbech, because it is chelav. Elul lididoch, according to you, Reish Lakish, amai yitzrik. Why do you need a pasuk to say that you don't have to be makter that chelav of the shlil if it doesn't have a shame chelav? It's in the wrong book. It's not chelav. So he says, amalei, that's my mocker. Reish Lakish says, that's what the pasuk is telling you, that it's not chaylev. Rabbi Yechanan understood the pasuk means, despite the fact that it is chaylev, you're not makter it on the mizbech. Reish Lakish says, no, that's what it means, that it's not called chaylev. If it would have been chaylev, you would have had to be makter it. Time of the dinami mehacha, the mocha for what I said is over here, that you need chadoshim v'yavira. It's not enough chadoshim, that it was kol ala chadoshav, and the uber is considered a behemah. You need that it should be noilat. Calls man that the uber was not yotzal avayelam. It's not kol chaylev, and that's the height of time. And that's exactly why you're not makter around the mizbech. So that's one version. Then the Gemara says, the ikad amri, you had two versions of what they were arguing about, and then you have two versions of who asked the kasha, because this is all brought from Eretz Yisrael. So each Talmud, like from Rabbi Soloveitchik, sure, everybody wrote notes in 25 different versions of what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. So he had Talmidim came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, and they had totally different versions of who said what over here. In Ika Diyama, another version has it, Eis Reish Lakish, the Rabbi Yechanan, it was Faket. Reish Lakish, Eis the Kash, the Rabbi Yechanan. He quoted the Brice, Ema Chelem Shtaklas, Amurus, the Osham. Why does the Chumash repeat again Chelem Shtaklas? It says by the Shlomim already. You have to burn it on his best. So Kavachayim, the Osham is a Kachi Kachim. Of course you have to be burning. So must be, so the Torah's Kanim says, it's repeated by Osham to teach you Mutzah Mechalal Shlil. Because the Osham was always a Zachar, so it can never be talking about Haktoris Emurim of the Uber, because it doesn't exist, there is no Uber. So too, Av Kol, by all the other Karbonis, even female Karbonis, which can be pregnant, and there will be a discussion of Chelev, So you don't have to be marked the chelav of the shlo. So avkal mutzim achlal shlo. So shlokish brings it right. Bishleimu the didim shmochem miyate rachmana. That's exactly what the pasuk tells me, that it's not called chelav, even though it's called aloch adoshav. It's called aloch adoshav, so it has a shem de'ema, but it's the chelav is in the wrong makam. It's chelav in the keres. It's not chelav ala keva. Ela lididach likra, but according to you, my dear friend Rabbi Yechanan, that was his brother-in-law, his Rebbe. Ela lididach, according to you, likra. Why aren't you say chadoshim garmi? It's called a chadoshim. It has a shem beim, it has a shem beim, it has a din chelev, and you don't need leida on the uber. So why aren't you makter it on the mizbeach? If it's chelev, why shouldn't you be makter? It isn't a riot to me that chadoshim is not alof. So Rabbi Yechanan answers, no, neither the havi amechus is man. There's a din, Rashi explains. There's a pasuk in the Chumash. Shorakesav eis ki yivalid b'hayashivas, and we just learned it. No, shorakesav. B'hayashivas yam tachasimim yam mishmein ohal, yirat to the carbon ishan Hashem. Whenever an animal is born, you have to wait till the eighth day to be makrivit as a carbon. Even if it's yodua shekol lechadosh, even if you know for sure that's kol lechadosh, kach nemar aloch, you have to wait till the eighth day. What if you'll shecht it? What if you'll be makrivit as a carbon within the first 8 days? What if he be makrivit b'di'evit? So b'di'evit it'll be possible. That's called mechus hazman. You're supposed to wait till the 8th day. Uhadinami, let's say it's going to be mishnayis in the next parak osav es benoi. Let's say you shecht. You're not supposed to shecht osav es benoi b'yamechon. So let's say you shechted one of them, and then the second one in line to be shechting either the mother or the vlad happens to be a korban, and you shecht it on the same day, so the korban is pasul. That's called mechus hazman. Mechus hazman, either because you didn't wait till the 8th day after it was born, mechus hazman because you shechted the mother or the vlad on the same day, so you're supposed to wait till tomorrow to shecht this korban. There's a discussion in Rishonim. There are some people who have to bring a whole set of korbanos. They have to bring oilos and chatos. Yoledes has to bring a chatos and an oilo, a whole package of korbanos. So he's supposed to first bring the chatos, and then you bring the oilo. So what if b'di'evad you bring the oilo first? So some rishonim say it will be possible b'di'evad because it's b'chus hazman. That's the shaila is the mechus hazman lebo bayom. Maybe the psulim mechus hazman only applies if he's supposed to wait till tomorrow. Supposed to wait till the 8th day and shechted it the 2nd day. He was just born yesterday. Today's the Yom HaShem. He's supposed to wait another 6 days till the Yom HaShmini. Or he shechted osav es beno, the Mishnah is in the next parak. He was supposed to wait till tomorrow. So that's called mechus hazman. You're off a day, you're off at least a day. But this is a different kind of mechus hazman. This is mechus hazman lebo bayom. The chatchila, there's a seder hadvarim. First you makriv the chatos, and then you makriv the oilo. So if you makriv the oilo before the chatos, that's a shayla mechus hazman lebo bayom. So that's a machloikis in the Gemara, whether yesh mechus hazman lebo bayom. So what does the Gemara say? There is a concept of mechus hazman. Sometimes you have to wait. So he says, so Rabbi Yechanan says, that the Rosh in the Torah's Kohanim that says that the chelev of the uber, you're not supposed to be makriv it. The mother is a korban, and you shecht the mother, and this uber is all inside. The whole thing is a ben pekul, it's all inside. So the chelev of the uber, you're not makter on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Yechanan says, it is chelev. And if you lead it, you'll be chayv koris, because it was kolol chadoshim, chadoshim garmi. Chadoshim gives it a shein dehema, and it is the right makam. You don't say, it's in the rechem, it's in the wrong makam, chelev is only also in a certain location. No. It is the correct makam. Why you're not makter on the mizbeach? It's mechus hazman. You can't be makter the chelev of a korban on the mizbeach unless the korban would have been born. Since it wasn't born, since Hagzeiras HaKosov, that chelev you're not makter on the mizbeach. So just like sometimes you have to wait till the 8th day, sometimes you have to wait till tomorrow. It's mechus hazman. So here also it's mechus hazman. You should have waited a little longer. If you would have waited till after the uber would have been born, then you would have been makter the vladis kachim would be kodesh, and then you would have been makrev the chelav on the mizbech. You would have been makter, burnt the chelav on the mizbech. But it's a mechus hazman. So that here Rabbi Yechanan says the Torah's kanim doesn't prove that it's not chelav. It is chelav, and nonetheless you're not makter it.
Isn't this contradictory to the prior machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, where each one said, Reish Lakish said it's two different animals, and therefore you do need hetsher, but Rav Yochanan said it's all one thing. Now, Rav Yochanan seems to be saying it's two different things.
Who held which way? Rav Yochanan held that it's two gufim. Reish Lakish held that it's one.
Reish Lakish was saying that over Benahar, Hochsher. So you need Hechsher because it's two different.
Reish Lakish holds that it's one unit. It's one goof. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's two.
So if Reish Lakish held that it was one, then why would you need Hechsher and Benahar? It should be part of the Shlita.
Yeah, that was the Gemara's kasha. How did they answer it? Mm-hmm. They said that Brisa goes that the mother never had any dam. The theoretical abstract case of Shechita Yiveshta, that there never was any dam that splattered on the mother. If there would have been dam, then it would have been machshir for the mother and for the uber. That's how Reish Lakish holds that it's chad gufa. Yeah, Reish Lakish holds chad gufa. So it should have been the reverse. If Reish Lakish holds chad gufa, you should have said that the chelav v'shalobim kamo. It's an interesting question. Rabbi Yechanan holds trei gufa. So the chaylev is bim kamon, the shita sahafuchas. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Apparently, it's not totally zevizah. That's the question. Is it one gufa, two gufa from maga, for tuma, to be transmitted? And over here, it's a shayla. Is it called the chaylev shalo bim kamon? I don't know. Yeah. Fine. Now the Gemara starts a new topic. Get back to the dinim of ben pekua. Yeah. So what's the din again? Ben Pekua. I shecht a cow, and there's an uber inside, and it didn't stick out any limbs. A normal case. Not that the Berek began with the exception to the rule. Holtzi uber siyodai, so the shechit only helps on the uber that's inside, doesn't help on the eva that's outside. But the normal din of Ben Pekua, you shecht the mother, and the whole uber is inside, so the shechit is chal on the vlad. So there was a machloikas, Reb Meir and Reb Yudah. What's the din if the uber inside was kol alachadoshav? It's a ben tes chai. If the uber inside is only ben ches, it's like kol chadoshav. So for sure, the shechit on the mother is chal on the uber. If the uber inside was kol chadoshav, was a ben tes, but then it died. The uber died before you shechted the mother, so vayta. It's not a bal chai b'fnei atzmai. So all the tanoim agree that the shechit on the mother will be chal on the uber, even though it's dead already, or it's an eifel, it's a ben ches that's meis. So the shechit will be chal. But what if it's a ben tes chai? So the mayor was of the opinion that you can't say that it's a live animal, it's live and kicking. How can you say the shechita on the mother is chal on the uber? And we don't pass like Rav Meir, we pass like Rav Yudah, that min haTorah, the shechita on the mother is chal on the uber, despite the fact that the uber is a ben tes chai. We pass like Rav Yudah. So now the Gemara has a shaila, what if he's shechting the cow, and inside there's an uber, and the cow, the mother cow, happens to be a trefa. So what's the din if he shecht the trefa? So the shechita is not mata b'achila on the tray, you can't eat it, but it's matarmi de nevela. Later on, months later, we have some treifa probably not going to live 12 months. So 7 months later, the treifa is going to drop dead. So normally when an animal dies, it has tumas nevela, it's matarmi b'maga b'masa. But over here, since I did shechita on the treifa, I did a shechita, so it's going to be dead now. So if I do shechita on a treifa, so it's not considered mesa. The shechita is mitame de nevela. Hashechet is a treifa, so the shechita is chal on the mother, litame de nevela. The mother is not mitame. And then inside you find a ben tes chai. So what's the din? So Rabbami says, ledivrei ha'oise mata, ledivrei ha'mata roise. What does that mean? A little bit of tongue twister. But it's very simple what he says. If you hold like Reb Meir, that shechita on the mother is not chal on the uber, if the uber is a ben tes chai, so over here, I shech the mother is a treifa, so the shechita on the mother cannot be mata the uber in excess of what is mata the mother. The mother was a treifa. So the shechita on the mother is maximum only going to be matam and nevela. It's not going to be mata the mother bachila. So it cannot be that the uber is going to be muta bachila and the mother is going to be as bachila. It can't be the matzina total chamim and oikir. Can't be that the uber, the shechita, and the mother is chal on the uber lahate b'achila, even though the mother was not mata b'achila. What's the din when you shecht the treifa? So the din is that you're not allowed to eat it. Let's say I shecht the behemoth, it's kosher geshochen, and I cook it in flesh. I cook it in milk. So what's the din over here? I shecht an animal, it turns out that it's a treifa. So they say that the shechita is perfect, but it's a diseased animal, so you're not allowed to eat it. It's like if I would have cooked it with milk, I made it into bas b'chol. So since it's a diseased animal, you're not allowed to eat it because it's not healthy. But it's not that there's something lacking in the shechita. What he's saying, no, it's lacking in the shechita. With respect to eating, the shechita was only chal b'negeta l'tarmidei nevela. The shechita was not chal b'negeta l'hata b'achila. So that's Yodua, that was Rab Chaim Soloveitchik's bar mitzvah drosha. He was learning chulin as a young child, not like today, they all learn always Baba Kama and Baba Tzia. He was learning chulin. So his father told me he has to say his own shtigl Torah. So that was his bar mitzvah drosha. Later, Rab Velvela Soloveitchik used to say it over, and he once said it over to Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. So Cheskel Abramsky asked him, where is that Rambam? The Rambam said, then when you shecht the treifa, the shechita is not mater b'achila. So he said, I didn't say the Rambam said this. I said my father interpreted that. That's the pshat and the Rambam. They're two different things. What the Rambam says is one thing, and what my father interpreted, what Rav Chaim interpreted, is a different thing. The Rambam says, let's say, in order to get malchus for eating treifa food, you have to eat a kazayis. One Tana Reb Shimon holds kol shul a malchus. If you eat the less than a kazayis, you also get malchus. We don't pass like that. We pass on chatzis shiras asim and atayra. But you don't get malchus. You have to eat a kazayis. What if you eat a half a kazayis of basa b'cholav and half a kazayis of nevela? The two different things. So that's how machlokes. But the isurim mitzdar from zeh and zeh, they get malchus. And we paskin know it's not mitzdar. If you eat a half a kazayis nivlas behema and half a kazayis of nivlas ha'oif and half a kazayis of nivlas ha'chaya, that's all shame echad. 1/3 kazayis nivlas behema, 1/3 kazayis nivlas ha'oif. 1/3 kazayis nivlas chayis, and nevela. It's all the same thing, even though it has a different flavor. But if you eat it all, terka de'achilas pras. So it's mitzdarfen. That's the rule in the Mishnah Me'ilah. It has to be shirem shavim, ushmaseim shavim. It's all shem echo. Nevela. It's the same thing. So the Rambam writes a chiddush. If you eat a half a kazayis of nevela and a half a kazayis of treifa, it's mitzdarfen yachad, and you like it. Why? But the two different isurim. Nevela is also because he never did a shechita. Nevela means he never shechted it. Treif means despite the fact that he did shecht it, it's a different isa. The animal is diseased and it's not healthy. So the Rambam says wrong. The Rambam says because treif has tchilas nevela. The Torah prohibits us from eating treif or shenishchata because shechita is not chal on a dead animal. Let's say a cow drops dead and after it dies, the shechit takes a knife and he shechts it. So shechita is not chal on a dead animal. So if the animal is alive and kicking, but it's already a treifa, so it's already half dead. So shechita is not chal. Shechita is chal on a treifa the time of day nevel. But shechita is not chal on a treifa the hatira b'achila. It's not that the shechita is perfect 100%, and then there's a zaitig isa because it's a diseased animal. Like if you shecht an animal and then you cook the flesh with milk, that's a zaitig isa. But here you see from this gemara, that's one of Rab Chaim's rais. This is one of the pieces that Rabbi Yosef Engel has exactly the same as Rab Chaim. They have a lot of time. They were the contemporaries. And a lot of times they have exactly the same discussion with the same rayas. The only thing is that Rabbi Yosef Engel brings 10 more rayas. 10 more rayas than Rabbi Chalap told over a story that he heard from his father. Father Rabbi Chaim Michel Chalap was brought up in Eretz Yisrael and the poverty was terrible there. So he couldn't take it. So as a teenager, I think, he went to America. Then he went to law school. He got a law degree. Then he became a rabbi in the Bronx. And finally, Bronx Jewish sent in the big shul. So his father told over a story that they were so poor in Yerushalayim at that time when he was growing up there. They always sent Mishalachim to Europe to raise money. So they sent the Mishalach to Europe, who was a Talmid Chacham, and he talked and learning with the different Rabbanim as he was traveling around. So first he passed through Brisk and he told Rab Chaim Akasha. So Rab Chaim gave him a teretz and he brought a raya to the Yisoid that he said as a teretz. Then afterwards he went to where Rabbi Yosef Engel was a Rav. He was a Rav in different cities at different times. So he visited Rabbi Yosef Engel. So Rabbi Yosef Engel told him the same teretz as Rav Chaim, exactly the same. And he brought five more rayas to the same Yisoid. Then he went collecting more money. Then on his way back there, he passed through Brisk And he went to Rab Chaim again, and he told him, you know, when I visited Rabbi Yosef Engel, he said the exact same teretz that you said, but he brought five more rayas than you did. So Rab Chaim said, oh, you're interested in more rayas? Here's my notebook. I have 10 more rayas, more. So the Meshulach was a Talmid Chacham, came back to Eretz Yisrael, he said, both Ge'onim Adirim, they both think the same. Baal Peh, Rabbi Yosef Engel, is more impressive because he brings more rayas. But when you look at Sabra Rab Chaim's notebooks, Rab Chaim has more rayas than Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel is Yodua, that he always has. He said he brings many, many rice. So they both have exactly the same. So that was the chiddush that Rab Chaim said as his own bar mitzvah shtikl teretz. That's he was mecharish. That when you shech the treifa, it's not that the shechita is perfect and it's a zaitig iser because the animal is diseased. The Rama writes beferish natsa. The Rama writes if you eat a half a size of nevela, half a size of treifa, then mechstar from yachad shah treifa tchilas nevela. So Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky heard this from Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik, so he forgot where the Rambam was that he said. So he asked, where was that? He sent him a letter. So he asked him, where was Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky? It was close to Rabbi Chaim in Europe. So he asked Rabbi Elbel Soloveitchik, where was that Rambam that he said? The Rambam says that the Shechita of a Treifa is incomplete. So he wrote him in the letter that's printed. He wrote him, I didn't say the Rambam said that. I said, my father interpreted that's the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam just says that treifa nevela chatzis nevela chatzis treifa. It's tar from yachad. Rab Chaim explained that's what it means. So this is one of the many rais that they bring. If you say that treifa is a separate issue because the animal is diseased, so what has it got to do with the uber? The mother's a treifa, so I shech the mother, and then there's a ben pekua. I take it out after the shechita. So the shechita should be chal on the mother completely and the uber completely. The mother is a sickly animal, a diseased animal, so don't eat the mother, but the uber you should be able to eat. Why do you say, Yishech the mother? So the Ben Pekua is also Asa Bachila. Why is Asa Bachila? The Ben Pekua doesn't have any sin in Treifas. So the answer is because the Shechit on the mother was incomplete. The Shechit on the mother was only a Shechit vis-a-vis the time of the Nevela. It was never a valid Shechit Lahate Bachila. So the Shechit on the mother can't exceed. It's chal on the uber, it can't be chal on the uber more than it was chal on the mother. It was never chal on the mother when it gets to lahata b'achilu. So he says like this. So who is Rabbam? He says like this. The dibrei ha'oiser mati. If the din would have been like Rab Meir, which it isn't, Rab Meir holds that if you shecht the mother and there's a ben teschai, the shechit on the mother is not chal on the uber. So when the uber is born, it's a regular vlad. So you have to do shechit on the uber. So he says the dibrei ha'oiser. If you hold like Rab Meir, that the shechita on the mother is not matir, the ben pekul, when it's a ben teschai, so matir, so when the vlad will be born, you can shech the vlad, whenever it's time, another couple of shech the vlad, it'll be muta b'achila. However, the divri ha-matir, but if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that's how we paskin, that the din of ben pekul applies even if the uber is a ben teschai, so the shechita was chal on the mother, only lachatzoin, and the shechita is chal on the uber lachatzoin, so then when the uber is born, you can't shech, so the uber only is, the shechita was only chal on the uber to the same extent that it was chal on the mother. The time of the nevela, then you can say, well, shechta when the uber will be jumping around another couple of years, shechta uber. No, it's already geshachten. You can't shechta an animal that after dinner is already geshachten. The shechita on the mother was chal. So that's why I said divrei hamatir. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that's how we hold that the shechita of the mother is chal on the ben pekua, even if it's a ben teschai oiser, you won't be able to shecht the uber. This uber will be also bachil the yoylam void. There's no way to be matirit. And we don't pass him like that. Rava Omar, Rava disagrees. Rabbami, Rabbi Ami lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Rava lived in Bavel. Rava Omar, Rava disagrees. The Gemara puts it together as if they're carrying on a conversation. They lived in two different countries. They lived in different generations also. Rabbi Ami, Rabbasi were Talmidim of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was the first generation of Amoraim. Rava was significantly later in a different country. That's how the Bavli is written. So Rava disagrees. Ramata Nami Mutter. Even if you hold la halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that's how we paskin that the shechita of the mother is chal on the ben pekua, even if the ben pekua is a ben teschai. But later it's going to be born, so later you can shecht it. Another company, shecht the uber, shechita is chal on the ben pekua. The ben pekua doesn't need its own shechita; it could be nita b'shechita simo. But in this case, that the mother was a treifa, so the shechita can't be chal on the uber in excess of what it's chal on the mother. It's only chal on the mother vis-a-vis the time de nevela, not lahata vachila. So the uber you can have a shechita later on also. So that's where Rashi's opinion is. The whole gemara that we learned in the beginning of the perek, if the uber stuck out a leg, even if it pulls back the leg will be always be asa vachila. Leg will be asa vachila unless you shech the uber. But if you shech the uber later, before it drops dead, If you shecht it, the dalat simana machshav erachmana. Dalat simana means you can either rely on the kana and the veshet of the mother, or the kana and the veshet of the uber. Either you can rely on the shechita same, or rely on its own shechita. So Rashi says every time, everything we learned in the beginning of the parak, that uber shehotzi yodai, hotzi ragloi, is asa b'achil. Asa b'achil means unless you do shechita on the uber. And we don't pass on like that, Rashi. We pass on like Tosis. The only time we say Dalat Zeman, Machshav Berachmana, even though the Shechita on the mother was Chal on the Uber, you can check the Uber on its own, that's if the Shechita was incomplete. The Shechita on the mother was a Trefa. So the Shechita was only Chal HaChatzoin on the mother. So it's only Chal HaChatzoin on the Uber. So when the Uber is born and it's running around, jumping around, and you shecht it 5 years later, so the Uber lends itself to Shechita, because the Shechita on the mother was only Chal partially. But if the whole uber was inside the mother, just the leg was sticking out, so the shechita on the mother was perfect, 100%, chal on the uber, 100%, except it wasn't chal on the leg. So you can't shecht the mother, you can't shecht the uber to be matter the leg. The whole shechita, the whole uber, is already shachut. There's nothing missing in the uber. There's no way to be matter the leg. That's what Tosafot disagrees with Rashi. That's how we pass in the Yeri did. The Alas Amana Mach Rahman is only in this case.
Would everything be the same if the mother is in the veil instead of the trefa? Let's say the mother dies, you know, as it's giving birth, the baby, they pull out the baby and the baby's fine.
So the Mishnah said if the, take a look in the Mishnah, Ayin Dal on the base, the second line from the top. Kora, you ripped apart the mother, you shot the mother, Kora, or Kiro'o, however. Everyone agrees that's not covered with all with the din of ben pekur. The only time there's a din of ben pekur is if you shecht the mother, then the shechita is chal on the uber. But if you just shot the mother, you killed the mother, but not in the form of shechita, the whole parsha ben pekur doesn't apply. That's the last line in the Mishnah, that it wouldn't apply. Right. Garnished? He didn't do anything. So there's no ben pekur. Uber doesn't have a din of ben pekur at all. If you violated one of the chamish al chashchit on the mother, it's like mesa meileha, and the vlada, the uber doesn't have a din of ben pekur at all. The whole machlek zamer abuda doesn't apply. The only time there's a machlek is if he did chashchit on the mother, and the uber inside was a ben teschai, then it's a machlek zamer abuda. But if he never did chashchit on the mother, the uber is a regular bein. So we see what Rava holds. We pass like Rava. Dalat Zeman Machshav Berachmana against Rabbani. So the Gemara now is going to discuss what do the other Amoraim have to say about this Shaila. You shecht the mother, and the mother turns out to be a trefa. And then later on, the uber is born and jumping around, running around for a couple of years. Then you decide to shecht the uber. Does it lend itself to shechita? You say, how can you? It's already geshachten. How can you shecht it? So we're going to pass like Rava. Dalat Zeman Machshav Berachmana. Can either rely on the kana neveshet shechting of the mother or the kana neveshet of the uber itself. So the Gemara continues with this.
I understand
technically fine. That what? A svara for what?
If the animal was fully mature, the uber.
And what happened?
Not really totally anymore in the mother. Why should it make enough even if the shechita was 100% kosher?
On the mother, the uber is a regular vlad. I mean, I shot the mother, I did shehi on the mother, so I never did a shechit on the mother. So it's not in the parsha ben pekur. The whole parsha, the whole special perik ben pekur, is only if I did a shechit on the mother and the uber was inside.
That's what I'm saying. Is there any point? It's never a point where we say it's not yerachimai anymore to the ben pekur.
Is there a point that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that the shechita on the mother is not chala on the uber?
Even if it wasn't the shechita, it's already fully alive. It has its own identity.
Means that the shechita on the mother should not be chala on the vlad. I don't think so.
The head went out and went back in.
Okay, that's yalud. The head went out and went back in. Then the uber was yalud, so then it's correct. Then the shechita on the mother is not chal on the uber. That is correct, yeah. But Kol Zman is inside, even though everything is full term and everything. it's starting to come out. They already stuck out a leg, but it wasn't Yotza Rosha yet. The head didn't come out yet, so the it's a Dina Ben Pekua. Yeah.
I'm just curious: is there any similar not committed when it comes to a human in terms of when it comes to a shayla of abortion or whatever? Is there any not committed if it's 100% full term when you don't say that he's right?
There is a Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Erechin. The Mishnah has a case, a far-fetched case, a theoretical case. A woman did an aver for which she deserves the death penalty, and they're going to give her the death penalty. Whatever she is, Machal Shabbos, worship Tavoy Dezar, and the woman is pregnant. So the Mishnah says, even though she's pregnant, and when you're going to kill her, you're going to be killing the Uber also, you don't wait. Eimam Tina Lachetel, you don't wait till she gives birth. You give her the punishment now, even though the Uber is going to die. So the Gemara asked Akasha, and the Gemara has a pasuk. Umesu gam shneim, gam the rabbis is avlag. You kill the woman was mezana with someone else. It says, mesu shneihem, the boil with the nevelas get the death penalty. Why say gam? Gam the rabbis is avlag, the fetus also. The Gemara said, pshita. So the Gemara has a mahu detema. One might have mistakenly thought that you have to wait till she gives birth. Why? So one would have said, what are you killing an uber? The mother did an aver, she's chai misa. The uber is not chai misa. One would have thought that you're killing an uber on that cell. The Gemara doesn't say that. Mahu detema, there's an institution of the mevelodas. It says in Chumash, ki natsu anashim minok fu yishar. If two men are in a fight, and they bump into a pregnant woman, v'yatsu yoladeh, because they bumped into her, she has a miscarriage. So the Torah says, just like a chayvel b'chaver has to pay, there's a tzari p'shevis b'osha, you have to pay tashlumin. So one who causes a pregnant woman to lose the baby is chayv to pay the mevelot. So you see that the uber is mamayne debal, the husband is entitled, and the mamayne is, he's entitled to the own the uber, so to speak. And if someone causes the pregnant woman to lose her uber, to lose her fetus, so he has to pay the father of the baby. So one might have thought over here, you shouldn't kill a pregnant woman now, you should wait till she gives birth to the baby, because it's going to be mapsed the husband money unnecessarily. Kamashmal on the pasuk that you don't worry about. Gam shneim, gam nerambas is avlad. So the Ran and Chulin, early on, Daftun Ches, Gemara talks about Ubi Yerachim, Olav Yerachim. So the Ran Chulin asks on the Gemara in Erechin, the end, the last daf in the first perek in Erechin, why did the Gemara have such a funny havamina? I would have thought that you have to wait till the pregnant woman gives birth because your mapsa the husband, mamayne the baal, the mevelodis parsha indicates that the uber belongs to the husband. Why don't they say, Pasha, you're killing an uber? You're killing two people, killing the mother, they're killing the uber. Why should you kill two people? The mother was Machal Shabbos, the uber didn't do anything. Wait till the baby's born. So the Ran says, you see from the Gemara that that's not a problem. Where even if you hold Uber Lav Yerechimoy, it doesn't mean they're two different people. It's one person with two bodies. If you hold Uber Yerechimoy, so we say it's Ke'eva Meivareha. It's one person with extra limbs. And if you hold Uber Lav Yerechimoy, so it doesn't mean that they're two different people. It means it's one person with two bodies. Uber Yerechimoy means one person with one body. Uber Lav Yerechimoy means it's one person with two bodies. So since it's one person, and that one person was Machal Shabbos, that one person was Ovid Avodah or wherever, so you kill the two bodies, that's not a problem. You're not doing an extra Ritzicha. So that's a big Chiddush. That's a big Chiddush that the Ran has. So that's what those who are Mekel on the abortion, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it's clear that abortion is an Issa Derais. Tosu shows. And you look in Achrayim, the Stechemic quotes, there are three opinions. Some hold abortion is mutter, some hold abortion is awesome at the Rabban, and some hold abortion is awesome at Atar. So Taisis and Sanhedrin has an offering of abortion is an Issa deraisa. There's no two ways about it. The other, Rabbi Yankov Emden, says it's mutter. So Yankov Emden has a lot of things that are very difficult. It's one of the many things that are difficult. And those who say it's the Rabbanon is not correct. We assume the prohibition of abortion is an Issa deraisa, but the question is, what is the Issa? Is the Issa deraisa Ritzicha? Because you're killing an uber, or do you say no? It can't be ritzicha because the Mishnah Nida says that a tinik ben yoimai, tinik ben yamechad, the day the baby's born, if you kill him, harugin eragol. But if you cause an abortion, then you're not chayiv misa. So does that mean that it's not an isa ritzicha? If it would have been ritzicha, you would have been chayiv misa. Or do you say no? It is an isa ritzicha, and it's a pasuk that you're not chayiv misa. So So that's what the Toras Chesed. Toras Chesed was years ago. The style was when the Rabbanim in Europe would retire, they would move to Yerushalayim and join the Badatz of the Eid HaCharedis. They had years and years of experience in Paskin HaShailas. So they came at the age of 75, 85, they would come to Yerushalayim. So he was a Rav, Rav Shneur Zalman of Lublin. He was a Rav in Lublin. So he moved to Yerushalayim, joined the Eid HaCharedis, and then he published his two volumes of Toras Chesed, Shalos HaTshuvos. So he's famous for these two tshuvos. One chelik is Arachayim, and one chelik is Eben Ezer. So chelik Eben Ezer, the two most famous tshuvos are about the abortion. He's the one who is more mekel than everybody else. Everybody quotes the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer bases everything on the Toras Chesed, who based it on the Ran Achun. Ran had this Gemara in Erchen, the end of the first paragraph in Erchen. So he says that yes, abortion is an Issa deraisa, but it's not an Issa Ritzicha, it's an Issa Chavola. It can't be an Issa Ritzicha, it's one person with two bodies. So the person is still alive. If you kill the fetus, let's say I cut off my hand. Someone cuts off someone else's hand. So it's not an Issa Ritzicha, it's an Issa Chavola. It's one person, and that's a limb of his body. So everyone agrees. Even if you all do, but Lab Yechem, it does mean they're two different people. It means that it's one person with two bodies. And there's a shalom chatzitza if you toivel in the mikveh. The Gemara says, Muberish and his gaira, you need tefillah on the mother, you need tefillah on the uber. So the Gemara says it's an issue of chatzitza because it's two bodies, but it's one person with two bodies. So that's what the shaila is. Do you say killing an uber is an issur d'araisa of ritzicha? So then the only time you can kill the uber is to save the mother's life and din raidef. That's what the Rambam says. If the woman is having a difficult delivery, and the doctors say, if you leave everything the way it is, the mother's going to die, so then we consider the uber as a roidef to the mother. That's where you're allowed to kill the uber. But anything less than roidef, you're not allowed to kill the fetus. Or do you say no, whenever it's medically recommended? Because the isa to kill the uber is really just an isa chavola, it's not an isa ritzicha. Why is no isa ritzicha? Because it's one person with two bodies. So that's what the Toras Chesed is, the big mekel. So then he says, and even the Rambam, who writes that you're only allowed to kill the uber to save the life of the mother, because the uber is a roidev, the Rama only has it when the woman is already in labor. Mekasha leilet, she's already in labor. But if she's before labor, maybe the Rama would also agree that it's only an Issa Chavola. And maybe even the Rama would agree if it's a full-term pregnancy, she's into the ninth month. Full-term. What if she's only before the ninth month? She's not yet kolala chadoshim, so he thinks even the Rambam would agree that it's not an isa ritzicha, it's only an isa chavola. So chavola, if it's medically recommended, would be mutter. That's a big shot. Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe Feinstein was the big machmer, and he says we have to be choshish for the Rambam, that the Rambam says you're only allowed to kill the uber to save the life of the mother. He didn't write it. Anything less, you're not allowed to. But the Toras Chesed thinks that that's because the Rambam is talking about Mekasha Leila, she's already in labor. So then it's an Issa Ritzicha. Then you have to come on to the heter of Roidev. But before labor, or maybe before the beginning of the ninth month, Lakola Chadosh, but even the Ramam should agree that it's only an Issa Chavola and not an Issa Ritzicha. So Moshe ignores all of that. He's the big machmer. And many others are Mekel, like the Toras Chesed. Toras Chesed was a major poisek. Someone told me that Chacham Avadia always used to quote in his public shul, he used to quote the Toras Chesed. The Toras Chesed was not a Sfardi. He always quoted Toras Chesed, and he said, you read a tshuva Toras Chesed, he runs through all of Shas in a tshuva. He liked it very much.
The first 30 days, it's Maya Be'Alma? I mean,
the first 40 days. The first 40 days should be Maya Be'Alma. That's a Rav Soloveitchik assumed. The first 40 days, the Gemara calls it Maya Be'Alma, so then for sure, it's only an Issa Chavola, it's not an Issa Ritzicha. And Rav Moshe thinks not so. Rav Moshe thinks even if in the first 40 days also, you're only allowed to cause the abortion if the mother's life is in danger. It has to be not a suffix, it has to be Karav Levadai, that the mother will lose her life unless you kill the Uber, then it's Karav Levadai, you're going to save her. So the regular Mepharshim don't learn like Rav Moshe. You look in the Teferet Yisrael on Mishnayis, and he writes, you only have a right to kill a Reidev. That's it. You're not sure whether the guy's a Reidev. You're not sure if he's a Reidev. So you have no right to kill him. So here the Teferet Yisrael writes on Mishnayis, that Mishnah that says if the mother's life is in danger, you're allowed to kill a fetus to save the mother. He says suffik, even if it's a suffik, also you're allowed to. Moshe says we're only allowed based on the Rambam that you kill the uber midin, right? If it's only if it's karv levadai, that the uber is putting the mother's life in danger, it's karv levadai that by killing the uber you will save the mother. But if things are a little iffy, then Moshe holds you're not allowed to. That's not the general practice. General practice is like the Teferis Saul wrote on Mishnah. Whenever there's any suffix that you may, the mother may lose her life, so you do an abortion. It means that we're not really following Rav Moshe. They haven't been following Rav Moshe before Rav Moshe came on the scene, before he was born. They haven't been following that son. They've been assuming otherwise. Abyankov Emden writes, Nikar Adin, there's no Easter at all to do an abortion, and in case of rape or something like that, so we would recommend it. That's not generally accepted. We hold that is not so. It's still anisa chavala, anisa ritzicha, still a problem. Let's say if it's a single girl, so then it'll ruin her whole life. Let's say she became pregnant, it's going to ruin her life. So then, let's say a person has six fingers and they look awful, so they want to cut off one finger in order to look normal. So that's not a nisa chavola. If you have five fingers, you want to cut off one finger, that's chavola. You have six fingers, you want to look normal, that's chavola. Letikin aguf. You want even cosmetic surgery we allow. Whenever the surgery is letikin aguf, even just to look much better, so we permit it. So here also, let's say it's a single girl, and she was raped, or she had an affair. She's going to have a vlad. It's going to ruin her life. So then there's room to be mekala. That's also called letikin tzarch tikin aguf. She doesn't want to ruin her life. According to her emotion, there's no heter at all.
Even though it's only a psychological, not a physical harm.
Well, it's not psychological. People are going to kick her out of school.
No physical harm if she has the baby.
Right.
It's going to be emotional distress or whatever.
Yeah, the girl's in high school, and then they're going to kick her out of high school. She's going to go to public school. She won't be religious and marry a guy. The whole life will be a mekulkel. So we would recommend that she should have an abortion in order to try to lead a normal life.
And any month?
Yeah. The titzalias is only mekel in the first trimester. It's very difficult. Where did it come from? First, the halacha doesn't distinguish in the first trimester and later. The halacha maybe distinguishes kolal hachadoshev. That's where the Torah's chesed is mistapik. Maybe the Rama holds that it's an isa ritziche. You have to come on to the heter of reidev. Maybe that's only if kolal hachadoshev, she already entered into the ninth month. Torah's chesed is not sure whether the Rambam shita begins when the kasha leile, because she's in labor, or begins with kolal hachadoshev. So that's a shaila. What about here in America, it's not allowed. After a certain point, they don't permit you to do. So people who have this case go to Europe. They go to a different country to do the abortion. Yeah, so the Gemara is going to quote this. Shaila was brought up in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Yechanan also agreed with Ravid that you do say Dalutim Imanim Machshav Berachmana, and that's how we paskin. The Gemara is not sure whether Rish Lakish agreed or disagreed. Rish Lakish used to be a Talmud by Rabbi Yechanan. So what Rabbi Yechanan said this year, Rashi explains on the Gemara here, Rish Lakish would wait for an hour or so to hear if Rabbi Yechanan would continue to discuss and maybe he would change his mind. And if he didn't change his mind, Rabbi Shlokish had went to Dingzach, so he would Dingzach an hour or two after the shiur was delivered. He didn't want to bop Rabbi Yechanan over the head too soon. He wanted to wait, maybe he'll back out on his own. So the Gemara is not sure whether Shlokish agreed or disagreed, because maybe he was waiting to see if Rabbi Yechanan is going to change his mind. But the Gemara says, maybe Mishta Havishasi Vishasiklai. Maybe he was drinking a cup of coffee when Rabbi Yechanan said the shiur, and then Rabasi walked out, and he doesn't know, after Rish Lakish finished drinking his cup of coffee, maybe he took issue with Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabasi is reporting what happened by Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. So he left in the middle, right after the shiur, he didn't hear Rish Lakish's comments. Rish Lakish would often disagree with Rabbi Yechanan, but he would wait a little bit after the shiur. He'd have to wait after he finished drinking his coffee, and wait till an hour or two after the shiur, maybe Rabbi Yechanan will back down. So Rabasi wasn't there to know the whole story. But Akalpanim, Rava says, Dalet Zimana Mashav Achmana, and Rabbi Yechanan agreed with him. We don't know what Rish Lakish said. Whatever he said, we're not going to pass like him anyway. Whenever there's a machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, except for three cases. The Gemara has Imam, is this not one of the three cases? So we pass like Rava, that if the mother was a trefa, Yishech the mother, and the Shechit on the mother, but only Chal Vizavi Lahat, the time of Dei Nevela, wasn't Chal Lahat Abachila. So the shechit on the mother is chal on the uba also only lachatzoin, only vis-a-vis the time of day and veil, not lahate b'achila. So then you can shech the vlad later, and that'll be fine. That's called dalet zimana machshe be'rachmana. Okay, we'll stop here. The Rambam in Hilchos Deis quotes a lot from Pirkei Avos, quotes a lot about nidus, a person should have nidus tovus. So the Rambam has this long explanation. It's from Aristotle about going in the middle of the road. You shouldn't be an extremist to the right or to the left. You shouldn't give away all of your earnings to charity. You shouldn't be so cheap and so miserly you don't give anything. You should give. You shouldn't always be so get angry and scream all the time. You shouldn't be easygoing, too easygoing. It should be makbid on some things that are worthy of being makbid on. Other things shouldn't be makbid on. The Rambam gives all the mashalim. You have to go b'derech hamamutza. So Shaddal was an Italian Jewish thinker, and he complained why the Rambam quoted. The Rambam writes this in the Mishnah Torah, and it's all straight from Aristotle. He has a taina on the Rambam. Why did he quote so much from Aristotle? So the Maritz Chayes has an essay on this, and they call Kisvei Maritz Chayes. They have it. So he writes, true, a lot of it is from Aristotle, but it's all based on the Gemara. Some of the Lashon is Aristotle, but the idea stayed in the Gemara. So the Gemara has the comment on this week's Sedra on Parshas Nosai, that in the Chumash, right after Parshas Saito, you have the Din of Nazir. And the Mishnah is also like that. You have the Dor Nazir Saito, one next to the other. What's the connection between Saito and Nazir? So a Nazir is accepting upon himself a little bit to be an ascetic, a little bit. He's not going to drink any wine. What's so bad about drinking wine? It's not so bad when the person is tense. So you have a little liquor and you relax a little bit. So the person should go, but derech hamamutza. So the Gemara says, Anozer is nikra choyte, al shatzir atzmim min ayayin. It's improper that he should take such a neder, not to drink wine. But if you live in a generation, if you saw a woman who had an affair with someone else, how did that happen? She probably was drunk. She was drinking and she was a little too relaxed and she did something improper. And today we live in a generation, you read the newspaper every day, one saita, every day there are 50 saitas. So then we recommend you should go to the extreme, the other extreme. So the Rambam writes, just like sometimes a person eats normal food, but if he's not well, so the doctors will come, sometimes he has to eat very bitter food, a very sweet food or something, and then in order to get better, and then when he gets better, physically he gets better, then he goes back to the normal diet. So sometimes temporarily you have to go to an extreme. So the same thing over here, if a person has a midah raw, if a person sees, you live in a generation where there's so much geneva going on, so the Rambam recommends you should go to the other extreme and be machmir lefnei mishuras hadin. And any shayla of gezel, even on halacha, says that it's mutter, you should go to the other extreme. So the Rambam is really quoting from that Gemara, but the Rambam presented it with the terminology of Aristotle. But that's what the Gemara says. A person should always go b'derech hamamutza, it shouldn't be one extreme or the other, unless he himself sees that he is mekukel, he's not in the middle, he's in an extreme, so he has to go to the other extreme for a while until he straightens out, and then he'll go back to the derech hamamutza. Or if you live in a generation where there's a big kilkul, so you have to go to the other extreme. You have no choice, you have to go to the other extreme. The Rambam writes, there's a contradiction between when the Rambam writes these halachas, so the Rambam gives him a shalom of going to the derech hamamutza. So he says, a person shouldn't be too much of a kaisen, always getting angry, shouldn't be too easy going either. He has to sometimes put his foot down. Sometimes he has to make believe that he gets angry. He should try not really to be angry. Make believe he's getting angry. So the Rambam says, you go b'derech hamamutza with respect to kas. And then he says, with respect to gaiva as well. A person shouldn't be a bal gaiva. He shouldn't be too humble. He should be b'derech hamamutza. Then you look in the neck. That's in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Deis. Then you look in Perek Beis. So the Rambam quotes the Mishnah from Pirkei Avos, Rebbe Levitis, Ish Yavna Omer, Miod Miod Hevish Val Ruach. You have to go to the extreme. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah explains, and in the Mishnah Torah also, he says, with respect to all the other midas, we say you should always go b'derech hamamutza, except for these two midas, except for gaiva and kas. Here you should go to the opposite extreme. You should not go b'derech hamamutza. So the Lechem Mishnah on the bottom of the Rambam points out, isn't it a contradiction? And Perek Aleph, he gives this as a mashal, a going b'derech hamamutza, gaive in anivas, he says, go b'derech hamamutza, and kas, and not reacting at all. And then in Perek Beis, he says, these are the two exceptions to the rule. So it's a contradiction in the Rambam. So it's interesting. So the Yosameach points out that the answer appears in the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos. He just writes, look in the Pirush HaMishnayos and Pirkei Avos, and you'll see the answer to the Lech HaMishnah's kasha. So you look in the Pirush HaMishnayos, we never think like this. We know that Basa B'chalav Deraisev is you cook flesh with milk. If you cook chicken with milk, you pass Kenetoli in the Rabbana. If you have a sandwich, a fleshy sandwich with cheese at the same time, that's midrabban. It's only the rice that was cooked together. So we know there are malachas, there are rice on Shabbos, there are xeris, there are rabban. The din of the rice, the din of the rabban. So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, this is also a din of the rice with a din of the rabban. On the level of the rice, you have to go b'derech hamimutza by gaiv and by kas also. So the Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Deis is telling you what the din of the rice used to be. And in Perek Beis in Hilchos Deis, when the Rambam says, when it comes to gaiv, and to kas, you have to go to the extreme. Miyod, miyod, habishval ruach. You shouldn't go b'derech hamutz extreme. That was exer de rabbanon. So that's what, it's interesting, that's in recent years, there are Sameach and other Meforshim on the Rambam, they show that you have to look in the other Svarim of the Rambam. You have to look in the Pirush HaMishnayos, you have to look in Mar Nevuchim sometimes, you have to look in Shuvas HaRambam in order to understand what the Rambam says in the Mishnah Torah. You don't always understand what he said without looking at the other Svarim of the Rambam. So the Lech HaMishnah never did that. Lech HaMishnah, that's I know. The Lech HaMishnah is out of style. And yeshivas, hardly anybody ever looks in the Lech HaMishnah. It's interesting. But that's what the Or Sameach points out. He says, look in the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos. The Rambam himself explains that what he wrote in Perek Aleph, that's the din d'oraisa. You have to go b'derech hamamutza there also, by kas and by gaiva. What he wrote in Perek Beis, Rabbi Levita says, miod, miod, hevish v'aruach. That was Gzeira de Rabbanon. The reason for the Gzeira de Rabbanon is because if you tell people, that's how the Kovner Rav has a long drasha, around 100 pages long, he gave a drasha about Taras HaMishpacha. Mik Chizuk and Taras HaMishpacha. Has a long footnote at the end. The drasha is printed in Yiddish. So towards the very end of the drasha, he has a long footnote on this Rambam. Why do you have to go miyod, miyod, hevish v'aruch? He says, because most people will not be able to gauge what's the Derech HaMemutza. If a person is arrogant, I think that he is b'derech hamutza. What more do you want me to do? So we have to tell everybody, as exer d'rabban, you're not allowed to go b'derech hamutza. So you don't have to guess where the derech hamutza is. You have to be miod miod. So thereby, a person will be assured that he won't cross over the derech hamutza. Yeah. So this Rambam is just quoting the psukim in Chumash. The parsha is assuming you always have to go b'derech hamutza. Unless you roi yisar to be kukula, then you have to go to an extreme, yazar atzmem and ayak. But under normal circumstances, we would have said that a nazir is a chayte, ashet tzir atzmem and ayak. You shouldn't do that.
Aristotle said, something good he got it from us. Like everything came from us.
Well,